Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
I absolutely love my X1 entertainment system from Comcast. You guys have heard me talk about it now for a few weeks. Hey, it's Matt Abaticola. One of my favorite features is the Xfinity On Demand. It's simple to use with categories like TV, movies, kids, music, and sports. I can navigate it easily, and it's a breeze to find the show that I'm looking for. My wife and I just binge-watched the final season of Parenthood. I don't know, 16, 18 episodes. We did it in about a week. It's that good. And based on recommendations from some listeners, I watched a few episodes of The Flash. I tried getting into it. Not really my thing, but I appreciate the recommendation. You can always shoot me your recommendations at my Twitter account. I'll check them out on my Xfinity On Demand. And I love it because I don't have to worry if I forget to record one of my new shows like Veep or Game of Thrones. Xfinity On Demand has my shows ready for me when I'm ready to watch. Now, I use my Xfinity On Demand every single day for Hank and Jack, whether it's Chuggington, Thomas, or Jake and the Neverland Pirates, whatever it might be, Sesame Street. Xfinity On Demand always has one of my kids' favorite shows. It's just a button push away. Now, with Xfinity On Demand, I can watch or catch up on all the shows that everyone is talking about. I still haven't watched Scandal. I may not ever, but it's there if I wanted. And I hear everyone talk about Empire, which I haven't gotten into, and I may not, or I may if I want to. If I want to check them out, my Xfinity On Demand has the latest episodes of the top 100 shows preloaded and ready to watch. Now, if you don't have Xfinity, what are you waiting for? You need to call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Comcast.com to get started with Xfinity TV today. Low is $19.99 a month for 12 months. So call 1-800-XFINITY or visit them online at Comcast.com.
Like winning free stuff? Then you'll love Pingo. Pingo is a photo sharing app from CBS Local that lets you win prizes just by taking pictures. Download the app now in the iTunes Store and start playing today.
Golf with the Masters this year at Geneva National Golf Club in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Recently voted Golf Digest top 25 Buddy's Golf Trip destinations in America. During select dates in 2015, play 2 rounds of golf and enjoy an overnight stay at one of their 3 lodging options for free. The perfect Golf Buddy's package. Take advantage of this special offer and enjoy time on their 3 legendary courses designed by Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, and Lee Trevino. Also, be sure to enjoy their Memorial Day specials running May 22nd through the 26th. For more info on Lake Geneva's premier golf experience, visit GenevaNationalResort.com.
Check out Menard's Spring Catalog for the best deals on lawn and garden supplies. Save big on trimmers, tillers, lawn seed, and more. Create your dream garden and landscaping with shredded rubber mulch. This natural-looking ground cover is made from 100% recycled rubber, so it won't decay or attract insects. Plus, it can cover 9.6 square feet. Available in a redwood color, a bag is just $8.88.
Save big money at Menards.
Hawks fans, as the Blackhawks battle the Ducks in the Western Conference Final, keep it right here for expert analysis, breaking postseason news, and your reaction too. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
A little past 4 and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Riddlewald with this scoreboard update. The Blackhawks back in action tonight against the Ducks. Game 3 at the UC. Fatigue an issue and concerns on both sides, but after the Hawks win the longest game in franchise history in Game 2, you got to go hard no matter what, Joel Quenneville says. Can't plan for marathons.
When we're playing as a coach, you're playing to win that game, and that's basically our thought process. I know nobody anticipates you're going to play for six periods, but that's where you're dealt with. They got to go through the same thing as well. So it was a heck of a game, but that's our mindset.
Game finished up at 1:10 a.m. Chicago time Wednesday morning. Then they all got on a flight, head from the West Coast back to here. In all, just a 42-hour window between games. Hawks have yet to lose in the postseason at home, a perfect 5-0, but this will be the first game at the United Center for the Hawks in 18 days. Baseball now, Cubs out west in San Diego. Kyle Hendricks will be on the bump for the Northsiders. He's still winless on the season. Tribune reporting today that Tom Ricketts has bought another three rooftops. All three of them are on Sheffield Avenue. White Sox hosting the Tribe tonight. John Danks against Danny Salazar as the White Sox have dropped the last two. In the meantime, the Danks has gone seven innings and allowed two runs or less in each of his last two starts. Getaway day across the big leagues with the D-backs beating the Marlins 7-6 today. Arizona finishing a four-game sweep of Miami. Dan Jennings, by the way, 0-4 as a manager now. Mets shut out the Cardinals 5-0. Jake DeGrom, 8 shutout innings, 11 strikeouts. He allowed a base hit in the first, and that was it. Just a one-hit wonder for him today. Tigers end up beating the Astros in 11 innings after blowing a 5-0 lead. Final of 6-5. Three games going on right now. The Mariners trailing the Orioles 4-3, top of the 6th in Baltimore. The Rockies with a 3-1 lead on the Phillies out in Colorado, top 5 there. Bottom 4 in San Francisco. Giants with a 1-0 lead on the Dodgers. Madison Bumgarner homering off Clayton Kershaw in that one, the difference so far. Paul Gasol named to the All-NBA second team and the Warriors and Rockets tonight, game 2 of the Western Conference Finals. This scoreboard update is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Egg Superstore in Wilmette. And the small things make a big difference on the field, and they make a big difference at Dietz & Watson, where every one of our delicious deli products is meticulously crafted. Find us at your local market or deli today. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the score is tonight, 6:35, when the White Sox take on the Indians on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Don Bernstein.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
That's right. You've got Don and Tony. Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Talking to you at 312-644-6767. And that's sort of what we've been doing the last couple days, just throwing the old lines open.
Plenty of reaction. Chesty Puller, a frequent emailer, says, my understanding regarding Michigan and Harbaugh and the movie, said across the country there have been widespread protests by students regarding American Sniper because the movie, the fictionalized biography of Navy SEAL Chris Kyle, dehumanizes the Muslim people. Aside from the fact that part of a sniper's job is to dehumanize people, in order to allow said sniper to shoot said people, what really makes stories like this irritating are the fact that with all the issues going on in the world, that college youths could come together to protest and make noise about something more important. But they choose to do this over a movie that does a fairly decent job of showing these hard decisions that somebody in the military might make. Instead of movies, students should be protesting abusive college coaches or a broken student-athlete money-making scheme that all universities run, or why Hawk Harrelson is still broadcasting Sox games. There are more important issues out there. Yeah, but when you get certain ethnicities involved, it gives everybody a rallying point.
Yeah, it does. But, you know, I mean, I'm sorry. It's no different than saying, well, you know what? We're going to go sing and run to see the interview because they can't tell me what I can't see. Well, you know, and they, I remember some places there were bomb sniffing dogs. All they had to do was find the movie. So it's no different to me. You have a right to see that movie. You have a right to see that movie. You don't want to see the movie. Don't see the movie. Censorship. I mean, the movie is rough. It's meant to be rough. It is rough. It is the job of a sniper to dehumanize. And he does that.
Otherwise, he can't do his job.
Correct.
If he starts thinking of these targets as people, that's part of why the guy had mental problems later. John in Milwaukee, you're on The Score.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Oh, boy. This is a Bucks report.
No. I'm calling about that jagbag who called saying that you guys were verbally abusive. I'm still trying to figure out why the guy would even call or listen to your station, because part of the reason I do is you guys make fun of me, and, you know, it's funny. If you can't laugh at yourself, you can't I mean, it says a lot about you. And you guys were laughing at me when I was in Florida saying, why would you listen to our show? Well, because you guys make me laugh. And, you know, you can't, like I said, you can't put a price tag on that. And there's so many damn stupid people out there. It's just, you guys give me an outlet to have you make fun of the Penn State Yahoos. I lived down south for 10 years, and a couple of days when you guys went through the roll tide thing was priceless. And
thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Look, that guy was an idiot, and he thinks that a talk show, for those who didn't hear it, and I know not everybody hears every word, he believes a talk show host is comparable to a women's basketball coach. It's no different because we're abusing callers and they're abusing players, so that makes us the same. Oh my God. Sometimes you're never going to win that fight because somebody's stupid. They're going to remain stupid. He's been stupid a long time. He's going to stay stupid.
He wants to stay stupid.
Yeah, and you look, again, I don't believe anybody. This would be really cruel and inhuman if you were being held captive and made to listen to Boris Bernstein.
That's the worst. That's fire. Anybody doing that, especially collegiately, anyone fired. If you're being held captive and forced to listen to this show,
it's bad.
Especially in your workplace.
Right.
That's the kind of thing where it can be criminal. It can rise to that level too.
It rises to that, I believe, and I don't think that's what happened with this guy. So again, and you, sir, got the abuse you wanted. See?
Okay,
fine.
Yes.
I see.